AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Friends in Andreas Lubitz's hometown in Germany say he seemed happy to be a pilot. A prosecutor in France say Lubitz intentionally crashed Germanwings Flight 9525 into the side of a mountain, keeping his co-pilot out of the cockpit.
I think voluntary, he refused to open the door, and he turned the button to
get down
the plane.
The prosecutor says Lubitz's intention was to destroy the plane. All 150 people aboard were killed. Aviation expert Ewan Wilson says the airlines need to find a way to guard against this kind of thing.
We have to start planning for the rogue pilot element because it's a clear and present danger, and the traveling public wants that certainty.
Investigators say sounds from the cockpit voice recorders include the captain's frantic pounding on the cockpit door and the screams of terror from passengers. Governor Mary Fallon has declared a state of emergency for 25 counties in Oklahoma. Powerful storms overnight resulted in one death, several people injured, and widespread damage.
We know what to do, and I'm just very grateful that we have so many people that worked so hard over the night to make sure that people were safe.
Tornadoes and flatline winds were reported overnight in Oklahoma. The top U.S. general in the Middle East says Iranian forces and Shia militia groups have left the fight to recapture the Iraqi city of Tikrit. General Lloyd Austin told the Senate Armed Services Committee he has learned his lesson about Shia militia groups.
Three tours in Iraq, commanding troops who were brutalized by some of these Shia militias. I will not, and I hope we never, coordinate or cooperate with Shia militias.
Stocks have been edging lower. Stocks are now mixed, the Dow up about 7 points. This is AP Radio News. Police in Northern California say they haven't been able to contact a woman who reappeared after her boyfriend reported strangers broke into her home and kidnapped her.
I can tell you that our investigation has concluded that none of the claims has been substantiated.
Lieutenant Kenny Park with the Vallejo Police Department says Denise Huskins wasn't kidnapped.
This was not a random act, and that the members of our community are safe and that they have nothing to fear.
Huskins reappeared 400 miles away in Southern California. She has hired a lawyer. Indiana Governor Mike Pence has authorized a short-term needle exchange program to help contain an outbreak of HIV in Scott County near the Kentucky border.
As I stand here today, we have 79 confirmed cases, and more testing is being done.
And the governor says the average number of cases per year in a county the size of Scott County is about five. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.